What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast, episode 101. We back. So let me give y'all a rundown of what happened last week, because there was an episode, but obviously it didn't get posted. So it's holiday season, you know, and my job just decides to cut up. I worked 9 days straight last week going into this week, and I recorded the episode, the Thanksgiving episode, and after I finished it, I listened back. It did not sound good. I sounded exhausted and just out of it, and I feel like my heart wasn't in it because I was so exhausted from work. So I didn't post it. It's still sitting there. Maybe I'll post it later. I don't know. I probably won't post it, to be honest. It wasn't my best work, so I just didn't put it out. So I apologize for that. It was just a lot. I was, like I said, 9 days is a lot of working. And I wanted to get an episode out to y'all for Thanksgiving and stuff, but it just didn't happen the way I wanted it to. So I apologize for that. But other than that, even with work, so this goes into what I'm about to be talking about today. I haven't watched any anime. I've just been watching comfort stuff. And take it as you will, but one of my comfort shows, and I rotate these, I've been watching a lot of Friends. That's all I've been just having go on, reruns of Friends, just because it's just easy to digest, easy watch, just so I can lay here and bask in my exhaustion and look for other positions so I can get out of my job. So yeah, that too. I'm looking for another job because this is some bullshit. I ain't doing this every year. It's terrible. But yeah, that's all I've been doing is watching Friends and laying on my couch. So I apologize. No anime for me. I will get back on it though. I've been listening to, shout out to Anime Corner and Anime Plummet, their episodes for Thanksgiving. Go check those podcasts out. Oh, and Anime Summit as well. And Matt has been watching ReZero and discussing it in the Anime Brothers Discord. And I think I'm going to rewatch ReZero. I haven't watched it in a while, and I haven't watched season 3 of it. So I think that's what I'm going to start this week. Just start from the beginning. And then also, there's another show that I wanted to rewatch as well. I can't think of it now. What was I going to rewatch? Oh, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I've been debating if I want to do Brotherhood or just do the original one. I never watched the original one, so I kind of want to see what that's about. I know it's basically the same story besides the ending, I believe. But I think for sure ReZero I'm gonna start, and there was another show besides those two, but I really want to get back into ReZero because they've been talking about it in the Discord, and I'm like, you know what, I think I need to get back on it because it was one of my favorite shows for a long time, and then the season just got spaced out so much. I get was it like season 1 to season 2 was like 2-3 years or something like that. I can't remember exactly. And I kind of fell off after that. So I think that's what I'm going to do today, actually. And I need to get off of Friends. So I definitely need to watch something else besides that. Oh, back to Friends, though. My rotation for, like, comfort live action shows. So once I get tired of watching Friends, I go to The Big Bang Theory. And listen to I know it sounds terrible, but listen real quick. I don't like either one of these shows. They're just easy shows to just throw on, and I can just lay here and really doom scroll or whatever I'm gonna do. But after I get tired of those, then I go to New Girl and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now those two I do like. And what was my other show? I forget. Oh, Superstore. So those are like just the comfort shows that I just rotate through when I'm just not up to par watching anything. And even anime or anything like that. And right now it's just the Friends binge, and I need to get out of it. It's been 3 weeks already I've been watching it, and I just start over every time. I get to like season 5 and I just start back at 1, and there's 10 seasons, and I just don't ever go to the 10th one. I think I've watched it all the way through twice, and that's it. But I'm constantly just watching it. It's terrible. I need to watch anime. And that's what this episode is about. Ooh, y'all like that? You like that transition? Comfort anime that you can just throw on. I'm not emotionally available for new characters right now type of anime. Your cozy stuff. Really, like when you're in a funk like I am, and you don't know what else to watch, you throw on what you know, what's familiar, what you like. When life, stressful stuff in life, work draining you, last brain cell, group chat's even chaotic. I mean, maybe you got a hangnail one day and you're just over it. You just want to throw on something that you know and you love. This episode really about nostalgia, healing, rewatching anime as basically emotional therapy, and why certain shows kind of imprint that on you. And everyone has their shows, and everyone's going to be different. They can be slice of life, they can be action, ain't no telling. It's just however you feel. And people use comfort anime for different purposes, just stress reduction, escapism. I use it for escapism for sure, connecting to your younger self, and maybe just background noise. You never know. It's not really just being lazy, it's just self-soothing and really just a familiar world that you know and love that'll just stabilize your mood and stuff. And that's what you just want out of some anime that you are familiar. You don't want to get into something just so dire and mind-blowing, or maybe you don't want to get into a new AOT episode, nothing like that. You just want to go back to, I don't know, Kobayashi Dragon Maid or something, just something that makes you feel good. But we're gonna go down these categories, and I'm gonna see, y'all might agree with some of these, maybe y'all don't, who knows. But I'm gonna throw some at y'all. If y'all like them, take them. If y'all don't like them, throw them back, just however you feel. But we're gonna start the cozy slice of life healers. These shows really don't have, they don't have a villain, no world ending stakes, soft color palettes, the vibes are stronger than the plot, just something you want to just get lost into. They slow the world down, they remind you that small moments matter, and they create a world where everything is just nice and gentle. So to start off, like, laid back camp, just peak chill vibes, just throw it on. That you watch these girls just out there doing their thing, camping and stuff. Anime is equivalent of drinking hot cocoa under a warm blanket. It's just nice and cozy, just no stakes, just great vibes. And I think the reason is it's like comforting because they're outside, they're out there living their best life and camping and hiking and stuff. It's so beautiful scenery, calm pace, zero conflict, and just characters that you relate to and you feel like they could be your friends as well. And laid back camp is just, it's just nice, man. Really just a good vibe. And it's one of the ones like where you've had a stressful week, stress, it may be from work, it may be family things, you're like, you know what, I need something, I need to go hang out with my buddies. And you just throw on laid back camp and just watch them girls just go out there and live their best life. It's just, again, just chill vibes, man. Really, I'm getting chill vibes just talking about it, dude. But on to the next one, Barakamon. When you need that emotional healing and a tiny bit of character growth, not too much, but some comforting, just because it's so wholesome, about finding yourself and really trying to not become a better person, but just find the, I guess, discover what kind of person you are, if that makes sense. Just nice time. Now, one of my favorites, Natsumi's Book of Friends. Now, this, all types of chill vibes, and you know, some yokai as well. If really, if comfort had a heartbeat, it would be this show, for real, for real. It hits just so nicely. Gentle supernatural themes, emotional but peaceful, pure forest vibes. And yeah, we got a little furry friend. What was the cat's name? I already forgot the cat's name. He's a yokai too, but I completely blanked. But it's just real. And there's some stakes here and there, but for the most part, he's just setting these yokai free from the book and really living his best life out there. Madara, that's the cat's name. Nothing really insane happens. There's a few things that go on, but enough to where you're like, well, that was cool, but nothing you have to put your thinking cap on or anything like that. Now this one, if you want a little bit of music, you want cute girls doing cute things, we got the OG, K-On. Yeah, watch K-On. Don't pass judgment on me. If it comforts me, it comforts me, okay? Okay. Just give it a chance. I say friendship, music, soft humor, zero stress. Hey, why not? Right? Please check out K-On. It's just a nice time. Just music and vibes. And you know, sometimes there's a little bit of turmoil with the group, but what group doesn't have a little bit of turmoil? You know what I mean? It's just a good time. I'm trying to think of another music one that I'm like, that was cool. Oh, Carol and Tuesday. Another chill vibe. But you want a little spacey vibe? And you want good music? Carol and Tuesday, for sure. Girls just trying to make it in the music scene. They trying to put their music out there in this AI-generated music world on Mars. But they're creating their own songs and stuff and just trying to make it. Yeah. Carol and Tuesday, for sure. I'm trying to think. There's another music one that I can't think of. I would say Bochy, but I don't know about Bochy or not. We'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at Carolyn Tuesday and K-On. And if y'all want to watch Bochy, or if y'all want to convince me to throw that on there, hey, let me know, because I'm not convinced myself yet. Next one we got is the Found Family Comforters. These anime really create relationships that feel like you're at home to start off with. And I haven't watched the original, so maybe the original hits like that too, but Fruits Basket, peak emotional support anime, healing arcs, soft romance, trauma recovery, and heartwarming dynamics. Please check out Fruits Basket. And full disclosure, I've only watched the first season just because y'all know how I do. I'll watch a full season or something, and then I just move on to something else, and then I'll come back to it eventually. And this is one of the ones I watched the first season. I said, that was dope. I need to watch more Fruits Basket. Turns on something else. Terrible, but I will be back to it. This is not even a part of this segment, but Iron Blooded Orphans, only watched the first season, and I said that was some good Gundam shit. Let me watch the second season. Turns on Attack on Titan. I'm terrible, I tell you, terrible. Another example, and then we'll get back to this. The Disastrous Life of Saki K. Watched the whole first season, and then I think I got to episode 4 or 5 of the second season. I said, yeah, that's I love the show, love it. And it's in my top 30. Check out my top 30 episode. And I'm like, all right, I'll get back to it. And I go watch something dark, like Parasite or something like that. I think I did watch Parasite right after that, because I was like, you know what, palate cleanser, let's get dark. Anyway, back to this. The next one up, we got Spy Family. This Found Family is made of chaos, and I say perfection. And we want to be comfort when there's a little bit of chaos in the family dynamic. Anya being Anya, solid comfort factor. Her random faces she makes, the way she moves through her school, the way she talks to her friends and stuff, and her just being her, being clairvoyant. Then we got Yor being unintentionally terrifying. She's an assassin, and sometimes she forgets to turn it off when she's doing things, or when she gets a little bit drunk, it just comes out willy-nilly and she doesn't even know it. And then we got just Lloyd being the world's most stressed out man. The man is a spy living in this spy world where any little thing can lead to war, and he's just trying to do his job right with this family that he created. It's just a good time. Spy Family. And then we can't forget about Yor's brother too. He's what is the word for it? He is I just say he's obsessed with his sister, I'll tell you that. And then we have the dog, Bond. Who could not love Bond? Watch Spy Family if you haven't watched Spy Family. Especially if you just need a chill time to watch something. This is a perfect show to do it. Really just good vibes all around. Nothing really crazy is happening as of yet. I don't know about this new season yet, and I don't think I've even read this far into the manga, to be honest. I don't remember, but yeah, check it out. Now hear me out. My Hero Academia, but not all of My Hero Academia. You just to the certain spots where they're just class 1A doing class 1A shit. They're just at school, or they're just in their little dorm thing chilling, the Christmas episodes and stuff of that nature. Those are solid episodes. Not when they're fighting for their lives and trying to save them the world and stuff. Just the little episodes where they're just chilling and doing things. And I'm sure that there's a list out there somewhere where you can just look up the Christmas episode or just the episodes where they're just laid back and chilling. But those episodes, I'm like, hey, My Hero might be a dope slice of life anime. Just in this My Hero world, you just have the My Hero show, and then you have this little slice of life aspect of it. I think that would be dope. Me not being the biggest My Hero fan, I think that would be cool. So just throwing that out there, just if y'all want to do that. Next up is the predictable hype comfort shows, and these are ones for the people that they do decompress through action. And this is a little bit of me sometimes, a little bit not, but we got Naruto, and this is where you can just pick and choose different arcs. You've already ran through Naruto 85 times. You've watched Shippuden up and down and up, A to Z, Z to A. You know Naruto through and through. You know how it's gonna end. You know what scene happens here. You know this clip right here does this. You know everything about Naruto, and you just want certain scenes. You go watch Rock Lee versus Gaara, and you see Rock Lee drop the weights, and you get hyped all over again. All the Chunin exam vibes. If this is your vibe, Naruto no taijutsuing everyone. If that's your vibe, you want to get to the end of the fight and hear Naruto talk these psychopaths down, hey, more power to you. For me personally, I go watch the Madara fight. I go watch Neji and Naruto. And Neji and Hinata and what is the other fight? Oh, I like the filler ones too, but I like the filler ones where we get to the Great Ninja War. So I like them fighting these people that are reanimated and stuff. Like the one where what was that dude's name from the original Naruto? And where they fight in the bridge is the dude from the Mist and oh my gosh, I keep wanting to say Kakuzu, but it's not Kakuzu. Zabuza and Haku. Yeah, that's who it is. When they get brought back in the Great Ninja War, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And they have those conversations while they're fighting with how'd I just blank on his name? Oh my gosh. Y'all know who I'm talking about. White hair covering the eye. Why I keep wanting to say Gojo, but it's not freaking Gojo. Kakashi. My goodness, I could not think of his name to save my life for a second. I love watching that one for some reason, and I just like them having the conversation while they're fighting. They're like, you gotta kill us, Kakashi. They're not supposed to be here. We're dead. It's probably not the exact commentary, but y'all get the gist. Next one up, if y'all like just watching fight stuff, Demon Slayer. And this is just visual ASMR. You just want to see the cool animation and the slice of water but not water, if it's real but not real. I don't know, some people say it's real water flowing through Tanjiro's sword, some people say it's not. Hey, whatever you want to believe, you believe it. And you're watching this again for the animation, the music, just the simplicity of just Demon Slayer doing Demon Slayer things, slicing demons and trying to save little sister. Nothing crazy. And you might also want to pick the arcs on this one too. Personally, I would probably go to the training arc in the first season with Tanjiro, or what is it called? Keep saying I was just gonna call it the Red Light District. I know it's called something else, but probably personally that'd be me. Next one up, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Short, meaningful arcs you can just jump into anytime. And again, this is probably one of the ones that I want to rewatch just for that comfort of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And I really don't remember a lot from it, to be honest. I haven't watched it in many moons, so this is one of the ones that I want to jump back into. And of course, JJK. Who would not love to watch JJK? If it's something you just want action, you just throw on in the background, you want to watch, see Gojo beat the hell out of Yuji in the first episode or second episode, I forget what it was, or you want to watch JJK Zero and see the thousand ghost ghoul thing fight or whatever, I can't remember what it's called, turn it on. Whatever you gotta do to decompress, just turn it on. But yeah, JJK for sure. On to our next one, we got the rom-com reset button. Y'all get the gist. You gotta throw on some rom-com, some funny stuff, but also some romance in it, and you just want to feel good. You want to see them will they won't they for five episodes or the whole show, who knows. First up, we got Toradora. Now, for me, this is nostalgia. And personally, I think it's emotional payoff by the end of it. I know it's not for everybody, but for me, it hit. Horimiya, and I know this is for a lot more people, but this one's not for me. But I know people still like it, so I put it on the list. Just soft, grounded romance. I think they get together not even halfway through the show. Komi can't communicate. Just wholesome awkwardness. Just trying to get through life with having social anxiety. And it's just nice. Komi is cute and just does her best out there. Just all she can do. My Dress Up Darling. The vibes. And the chemistry between Gojo and Marin. I think they're just cool. They're just dope together. And also, if you want to learn cosplay stuff, they do throw that down as well. And I think these shows are comforting because they're just sweet, predictable, funny, and just non-threatening. There's no we got to save the world with this cosplay, or we got to fall in love to save the planet. It's just will they, won't they type of stuff. Just different shenanigans. And I'm throw another one on the list because I'm not trying to make these lists super long, but just to throw one more on there, I would put Cafe Terrace and His Goddesses. Is that what it's called? Yeah, Cafe Terrace and His Goddesses. That one's just nice and cool and fun. If you liked Quintessential Quintuplets, I think you'll like this one. But yeah, my show for sure. And I need to watch season 2, to be honest. Moving on, we got the Studio Ghibli Tear of Comfort. Now, not all Studio Ghibli films are cute and cuddly. Some things got real stakes and real type of vibes. Like Princess Mononoke. Yeah, I mean, it might be a comfort show. If that's a comfort show, cool, but it's not on my list right now. But that's one of my favorite anime movies. Now that I say that, I probably need to do a ranking of my favorite anime movies. Anyway, let's get back to this. So, my top picks for the Studio Ghibli comfort segment, we got Spirited Away. Just good vibes, just nice. Kiki's Delivery Service, another one. Cute Witch, we doing cute witch shit, hell yeah. Whisper of the Heart, My Neighbor Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle, all great picks. And it's coming from me, so you know they're great picks. Okay, I'm just playing. If you might not like them, but I haven't heard anyone ever say they don't like Studio Ghibli films, so I'm going to stand by that they are good. But they all just warm colors, peaceful worlds, timeless. One more time for the people in the back, timeless soundtracks, and just soft magic stuff. That's cool. Just nice vibes. And if you want to get comfort through emotional catharsis, then I got some shows for you too. And now these shows, they'll come for you by letting you cry it out, and that's your vibe, hell yeah. Well, however you need to recoup from whatever you got going through in your week or whatever. So to throw these shows out, I'm running out of time because I was trying to keep this little episode short, so I'm gonna start throwing these out. Your Lion April, Anohana, Violet Evergarden, Asylum Voice, Clannad. And why they come for you, just the emotional release. All of them are really beautifully made. And the number one thing, crying equals reset button. And we just gotta get, sometimes we just need that good cry, get it all out. And all these shows are really good at that. And these are the ones that came to mind for me for the most part. I know there's other shows. I should have thrown Angel Beats on here, because that last scene of Angel Beats got me. It hit that little itch you get in your throat. I'm like, ooh, man. Yeah. If you've seen Angel Beats, you know what I'm talking about. And yeah, and Violet Evergarden, I'm not a fan of how it ended, but the ride was amazing. And those emotional beats, sheesh, man. And of course, the Silent Voice. You know the vibes. You know what type of time they on now, Silent Voice. Next one, we got Comfort Through Chaos. And these are for the people that just love chaos and just want to see something just basically the world burn. Attack on Titan, of course. Mob Psycho, which Mob Psycho, for the most part, it's like that until closer to the end of the show, Evangelion, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Parasite and Chainsaw Man, all of them high adrenaline. familiar pacing, you know what's gonna happen. And then again, emotional catharsis through chaos. You just need that to watch the world burn. And these shows, why did I put Mob Psycho on here? For the most part, I take that back, because the first two seasons of Mob Psycho, shit is going down. Psychic powers are going crazy. But yeah, Burn the City Down, Chainsaw Man, we fighting devils. Attack on Titan, we fighting for our lives against these titans. Evangelion, we're falling apart from the inside out. Parasite, we got aliens on our hands and they just want to take over the world. Dope. All of them really good shows, so highly recommend them all. Now, to end it all off, this is where I'm gonna try to give you, well, not even give you, but kind of discover what kind of comfort watcher you are, basically what your comfort profile is. And I'm gonna give you these things and you can decide for yourself. Maybe they hit for you, maybe I'm completely off on this, but I just thought it'd be a little fun thing to do. So I made 5 categories for this, or profiles, whatever you want to call it. So we got profile 1, the nostalgia watcher. And the comfort for this is your childhood memories. And for example, these be the picks. Well, they don't have to be the exact picks, but just whatever takes you back to those childhood memories and stuff like that. So we got Pokemon, Yu Yu Hakusho, Inuyasha, and Sailor Moon. Now, again, those are just the examples. If you think back for yourself, what are those shows that you think is a DBZ or whatever, whatever? Profile 2, the slice of life. And this one is just peaceful, tranquility, just chill stuff. So for the slice of life type of shows. So again, and these are just my examples. You can find your shows and do this for yourself. So we got Barakamon, Tamako Market, Restaurant to Another World. This is a little bit of Isekai 2 in there, but pretty much slice of life. And then also Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. For the third profile, this is the escapist. Just want to go into another world. Fantasy worlds, basically. ReZero. I'll throw SAO in there. Might as well. What else we got here? Reincarnated as a Slime. And Vending Machine in Another World. Again, just examples. Profile 4, Chaos. So this comfort is basically just hype shows. Your Naruto, JJKs, AOTs, Black Clovers. And then Profile 5, the emotional one. Comfort, Crying Healing. On this one, we got Planetigan. We got Silent Voice. We got Your Name. Plastic Memories, Angel Beats, Banana Fish. Those type of shows. And then these, if you want to kind of find yourself in the profile, these are just some questions you want to ask yourself. Do you rewatch the entire show? Do you choose specific arcs? Do you just need background noise? Do you want something warm, or do you want controlled chaos? And when you pick one of these profiles, which one do you feel like is you at that moment? And for the most part, I always just look at, am I going to watch this entire show? Probably not. Don't want something in the background noise, then yeah. So for the most part, when I do that, I'm gonna go with the escapism, just because I want to be in another world or whatever. Just because I'm not gonna pay attention a lot to Reincarnated in the Vending Machine. I'm not gonna rewatch the entire show, and it's just background noise and it's just something warm and fuzzy. So if you look for your profile, just ask yourself these questions and kind of narrow down on what you feel. And I hope that works for everyone. It works for me, but I know everyone's different. So, but anywho, to close out, comfort anime, really more just the entertainment. It's more just a warm memory, a safe space for you, mental reset, soft moment in this crazy world we live in. And anime doesn't have to be new to matter to you. Sometimes the most comforting thing is watching something that you already know you love and just need that rewatch. You just gotta throw that on so you can chill out, get yourself together, and maybe you, if anything, you want to, you know, wash clothes, clean up the apartment, and you just want that comfort show in the background. This is just really what these shows are made for. Once you find those shows for you, it's really just a good time. Just nice. And hey, if you rewatch it 35 times, more power to you. That's what you need. That's what you need. Again, like I've been doing, all I've been watching is Friends. And that's my comfort show right now. And there's no problem with it. Sometimes you just need that. So, anywho, thank you for listening. I hope this episode really hit for you. I know it was a little different. And I apologize again for that, not posting the Thanksgiving episode. I'm still debating if I want to post it or not, but I don't know. I listened to it and I was like, I sound so out of it. So I don't know. I'll think about it again, see if I really will post it or not. But you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram, Anime Corner Pod. You can shoot me an email at theanimecornerpodcast@gmail.com if you want to shoot me a show you want me to talk about, or a topic you want me to discuss. Shoot it to me in the email, or you can shoot it to me on Instagram or TikTok, whatever you feel more comfortable with. Rate and review, please, on Apple, Spotify, wherever you can review and rate. I know Spotify got, and I think Apple too, has stars rating, so 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you feel like giving me. Or if you want to leave comments as well, I will read them on the show. And yeah, I think that's it. I've been James. It's been Anime Corner Pod. We will be back next week with something that I will think of, hopefully not last minute. And yeah, anyway, I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.